What if your orthodontic face mask was completely 3D printed just for you? Hey guys, today we're talking about a really cool study testing a brand new 3D printed customized face mask for treating class 3 malocclusion. It's amazing to see how digital tech is changing orthodontics, making treatments more precise and personalized than ever before. I'd like to tell you about a new randomized clinical trial that looked at something many of us have wished for, a face mask that actually fits. Researchers from Beckett and King's College London compared a 3D printed customized face mask to a conventional petit type face mask in children with skeletal class 3 malocclusion. They recruited 34 children, all between 7 and 12 years old, and followed them over 9 months. Both groups received rapid maxillary expansion and the same orthopedic protraction protocol. The only difference was the appliance. One group had a conventional face mask and the other had a fully customized 3D printed version designed from each child's own facial scan and printed in ABS plastic. The results? Both appliances were equally effective in advancing the maxilla. On average, we're talking about 2 to 2.5 mm of forward movement and about 3.5 degrees improvement in ANB. Statistically, no difference. Clinically, though, the custom face mask had a clear advantage in comfort. Less chin and lip irritation, and most strikingly, far fewer sleep disturbances. Parents reported that their children tolerated the custom mask much better overnight. Now, the study design was solid, randomized, blinded in data assessment, and with high measurement reliability. But as always, there are caveats. The sample was small, only 34 patients. Operator blinding was impossible, and compliance was self-reported, not objectively tracked. And of course, we don't yet know if these early skeletal gains hold up over time. Still, the clinical message is clear. 3D printing allows us to create personalized orthopedic appliances that are just as effective and likely more comfortable. For many young patients, that difference in comfort could mean the difference between success and failure in face mask therapy. So while this may not revolutionize biomechanics, it certainly enhances the human side of orthodontics, and that, in my view, is a step forward worth noting. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.